Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs. Plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It is hour number 3, our third and final live right here on this Thursday on the Early Line. I am Ben Stevens. He is Donnie Wrightside. And thank you for joining us all across the Spiz Grizz Network. That is Sports Grid. Week number 8 of the National Football League regular season kicks off tonight. A short week Thursday night football game in Western New York between the Buffalo Bills and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. A big spread in favor of Buffalo. A total at 43.5. We'll take an early look as well. The early lines at the World Series with the Rangers, an outright favorite to win a World Series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. We'll give you a triple option. We'll do it all here in our third and final hour on this Thursday, Donnie, on TEL.
Absolutely. Bringing it home is what we do best here, and certainly in the game tonight, Thursday Night Football, doubleheader in the NBA, Major League Baseball on deck. It's a great time, man. It's a great time. Let's handle it.
It is a great time in the sports landscape. Donnie, I was doing some research yesterday, and my math might be incorrect. The calendar is always a tricky thing, but I'm pretty sure our first sports equinox of 2023, at least on this side of summer, comes on Monday. That's when the four men's major professional sports league here in the States all play on the same day. An NFL game, an NBA game, an MLB game, and at least one NHL game as well. Well, something to keep in mind as we look forward to everything culminating here on the early line. Donnie, Thursday Night Football tonight in Buffalo. Before we preview the football game and hear from the people, let's welcome in the people. The Sports Grid Radio audience joins us now live right here on this Thursday on TEL. He is Donnie. I am Ben. Sirius XM Channel 159 and all of our radio terrestrial affiliates now in the mix. Buffalo, Donnie, an 8.5-point favorite at home tonight. The Buccaneers, the hefty underdog. The total at 43.5. So we asked the public, what is the best bet for Thursday Night Football? And the public sees it pretty much as an even split out of those three options. The Buccaneers, again, just edging out ahead of the Bills as the right side, plus 8.5. Donnie Wrightside likes the Bucs as the underdog. The right side likes the right side as the public sees it.
Yes, and I think it's the right side to do that at the 8.5, maybe goes up to 9.5. Doesn't matter. Over a touchdown, you probably should be looking for the Buccaneers here. If you're taking the Buffalo Bills, you want a bounce back performance, but you've been waiting for a couple weeks now on getting that bounce back. I'll tell you the interesting part about this poll here is typically on a Thursday night, I like to roll with unders here. The under 43.5 getting about 20% of the vote, but how about this? The over 43.5% here at, 43.5 at 24.6%. I actually agree with the over. Over tonight, you have two quarterbacks here that are boomer bust guys and willing to make the tough throws here, whether or not they are a big play in your direction for a touchdown or an interception the other way. Just had Joe Ranieri talk about it, and just about everybody says it this year again. When are we going to stop turning the football over if we're Josh Allen? Sometimes turnovers can be a benefit to you if they happen in minus territory. We'll see if we get a few of those, but normally, as I said, I lean towards the unders. I'm leaning towards that over 43.5, so I agree with the public there as well.
9 total turnovers for the Buffalo Bills in their 3 losses. Josh Allen has thrown an INT in 3 consecutive games for the Bills. And of course, they have not played well despite winning one of those 3. They came nowhere close to covering as a 15.5-point favorite against the New York Giants 2 Sunday nights ago. Donnie, in the 3 wins where Buffalo looked like the most impressive team, of course, they won by 4 touchdowns at bare minimum. Of course, they covered in all 3 of those games this year. Buffalo been booked as a favorite in all 7. They are 4-3 straight up, 3-4 against the number. Tampa Bay as an underdog 4 times already this year in their 6 games, 2-2 straight up and against the spread. When they cover, they win outright. When they do not cover as an underdog, it's not a 2.5-point dog, Donnie, that lost by 3. It's not a 5.5-point dog that lost by 6. They have lost each of those 2 games. They have not covered as an underdog by at least 2 touchdowns. That's why I think the 8.5 points in favor of Buffalo, although it feels crazy to say, the Bills might bounce back and cover as north of a touchdown favorite, could happen tonight. Donnie, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have played 5 of their 6 games to an under this year, but that's more because of the Buccaneers' inability to score offensively than stopping the other side. In the 3 losses for Tampa this season, they haven't scored more than 2 touchdowns, 13 points or less. In their 3 wins, they have gotten to at least the 20-point benchmark. Donnie, it's pretty simple, right? If you're going to win a game, you score more than the other team. You probably score more than you do in your losses, but it's been a pretty clear distinction for Tampa Bay so far in their 6 games this season.
Yeah, and this was a team that we might have had some more higher hopes of when the season started. Before the season came in, it was one of those teams you didn't worry about. Yeah. You said to yourself, okay, the talent is there. Let's just see if we get something out of Baker Mayfield. And you did earlier. Now it's time to actually get something out of Baker Mayfield again because you're 3-3 and in danger of going below 500. Sometimes when you go on the road in the NFL, it isn't even leaning on your quarterback to win in a big spot. It's helping him with a solid ground game. Tampa doesn't have that here. 3.1 yards per carry, 77 yards a game. That's not good enough. And the way some teams have been attacking the Buffalo Bills is on the ground. The Bills give up an average of 128 yards per game, which is 5.2 yards per carry. If you can get somewhat of a running game here for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that can help Baker Mayfield out. But we've shown no propensity to doing that from a Tampa Bay perspective. I'm going to say to myself, if I can get a common running game, not even Ben going, hey, man, we ran for 137 yards. Just give me 4 yards per carry. They can stay in this game and I'll take them with the points.
Yeah, Tampa Bay, the 4th worst rushing offense in the league, averaging less than 78 yards per game, as Donnie was saying. And in the last 3, Donnie, they have started to avoid the ground game altogether. 63% pass play percentage for the Buccaneers in their last 3. Of course, with Tom Brady, they hardly ran the football as well. By far the highest pass play percentage the last few years with Tom Brady. They're starting to get back to that right now for the Buccaneers. Not a recipe for success. Donnie, I think when you look at this game as well, 8.5 points is a big spread in favor of Buffalo. I think this is a great spot, though, for a 6-point teaser, one of those first spots in that teaser area where you would take 8.5 down to 2.5 for the Bills, bring it through 2 key numbers of that key number of a touchdown and the key number of a field goal. Donnie, my father, Rick Stevens, great guy, loves the show, probably watching right now as we speak on the early line, loves to do a 2-leg teaser in the same game where he'll go 6 points on the spread, 6 points in the over-under. I don't love that for him here in this spot, but I do think Buffalo through 8.5, through 7, through 3 could be a possible spot to look at the Buffalo Bills as a favorite, just winning this football game virtually outright if they can cover laying 2.5 in a teaser spot.
That's what teasers are for. They always look good. Who's not going to like the Bills to win by a field goal and get that game down into the 30s here? It always looks solid. But also, things on your side here tonight? Yeah, the weather. Certainly on your side up there in Orchard Park. We'll see if it plays out tonight. We expect the Bills to win, but closer than the experts think.
Listen, it's not the frozen tundra in Western New York just yet. In late October, pretty beautiful fall night in Buffalo. Major League Baseball World Series preview up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We are live right here on this Thursday on the early line. It is the day before the 2023 World Series. Game number one of the 2023 Fall Classic is tomorrow night in Arlington between the Rangers and the Diamondbacks. We welcome you all back to the early line here on this Thursday, and we welcome on our MLB insider and the host of Newswire, Craig Mish. You will see him on Newswire in just about 50 minutes, but first, he is here on TEL. Craig, it is the day before a World Series. Where is your excitement level for this rendition in 2023?
Look, I'm the wrong person to ask because, of course, I love the fact that we have new teams in the World Series, and I think it's going to be exciting. I think it's going to be fun. I don't know that the country is going to necessarily embrace it, maybe like the true baseball fan will, but I'm excited to see how it goes. And, you know, certainly there are players that I've engaged with through the years that are going to be playing in this thing. And, you know, I think there's some great storylines too, but unfortunately the way that we work, Ben, it's like a, what have you done for me this second business. And I just have a feeling there aren't going to be a ton of people engaged watching the World Series this year.
Yeah, I really hope the TV ratings aren't as bad as people think they might. I hope it sparks interest in a couple of new geographical areas for two teams that haven't been to the World Series in quite some time. Some more fan interest maybe in downtown Phoenix, in the greater Dallas-Fort Worth-Arlington area, because it is two teams playing in their first World Series in a little bit of time, Craig. The Rangers into the World Series for the first time in more than a decade, dating back to 2011. The D-backs into the World Series for just the second time in organization history. Of course, the last time they were here, 2001. Luis Gonzalez wins it in game number seven for the Diamondbacks. Two teams, Craig, that have had to go on the road, both in wild card positions throughout this October run, and have won in big ways. Arizona winning games six and seven in Philadelphia. The Rangers won all four of their games in the World Series on the road in Houston. Texas has home field advantage in the World Series over Arizona. And Craig, when you evaluate these two teams right here, right now, in October, in the postseason, how close are they together, or maybe how far are they apart?
Yeah, I think right now, with the way that these teams have had a couple of days off, they're sort of able to reset the rotations to a degree. You're going to see prime pitchers pitching in game one of the World Series. I mean, I think when you look at the odds, it sort of tells you that Arizona at least gives you more of a value play. And people may say, well, what do you mean by value here? I mean, you can't really look at the Rangers and say they're playing better baseball than the Diamondbacks right now. It seems to me they're playing equal in the way that they have done this. So the fact that you're getting Arizona at a plus 148 or plus 150 definitely tells you that there's an opportunity for the Diamondbacks to win the World Series. You absolutely cannot count them out. Game one in this situation is going to be very important. I know the Rangers have had a lot of success going on the road, but even though they got a really good start in game seven, did the Diamondbacks, I think it's still fair to say that if Arizona has any particular advantage, it would be with Gallen and Kelly starting off the World Series.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's interesting, too, is both of these teams coming into the World Series, an incredible amount of road wins for both of them here. You could almost argue that the Diamondbacks are like, yeah, sure, we just closed out 6-7 in Philadelphia. Let's not go home. Let's keep the party going here and stay on the road. It'll be interesting to see the development, because that narrative, if the Arizona Diamondbacks win game number one on the road, will be tremendous to watch it play out. Which brings me to our next point here, the length of this series. If we're looking at the total series price, a minus 174 here, a marked favorite here for the Rangers, and probably rightfully so. But if I'm being objective here, I doubt it ends before five games, Craig. What is your thought process here and how long you think this series can go?
Yeah, no, I think it's a great point, Donnie. I think that it has the opportunity to go the distance, certainly could go seven games, and it doesn't seem like you're getting much of a difference there between game six or game seven. So I'm with you there. I don't think in particular, looking at the odds, it's all that favorable. Normally when you look at a series, usually one team to win is a little bit more of a favorite. And in addition to that, you're going to get a plus 300 or plus 400 to go the distance at seven. You're not getting it because I think both teams just showed that they can go back and forth and fight this out until seven games. So look, the perspective that I have on this, the Diamondbacks very clearly, when they got big behind Philadelphia, it was a problem. When they were able to jump on top quickly and then turn it over to the bullpen, that's how they won. Texas is formidable. They sort of remind me of Philadelphia a little bit, except for clearly I don't have Zach Wheeler. And, you know, Aaron Nola, I know he didn't pitch well the last time out, but generally speaking, Philadelphia has that one guy that can go three times. I like Eovaldi. He's not Wheeler. If the Diamondbacks are going to win, guys, I don't think they can be in a position to be down 4-0 in games. Like, I don't think that's the kind of game mm-hmm. that they're going to have to play. So we'll see if they can continue to do what they did against the Phillies in Citizens Bank Park and, of course, in Phoenix.
So as we look at the World Series MVP odds, Craig, we know the big names from the League Championship Series. Adolis Garcia, no hotter hitter on planet Earth in the final four games against the Astros, except maybe Ketel Marte, who has a hit in all 12 postseason games for the Diamondbacks. But the World Series MVP is not a postseason award. It is strictly for this best of seven set. Craig, is there anybody that maybe hasn't highlighted the box score just yet that you think emerges in a big way here in the Fall Classic?
Yeah, the only name that I find fascinating, just because he's just getting hits every time he's up, is Gabby Moreno on the Diamondbacks, and he could end up having, let's say, at the end of the World Series, if you still look at batting average, maybe the highest batting average of any player at the end. And if he mixes in a home run or two, look, he seems to be playing almost every day now that they're playing. And so that is obviously a name that is interesting. On the Texas side, I think you know all the main participants. Will it be a pitcher that goes three times? The other part of this is, if I'm not mistaken, Corey Seager is a former World Series MVP. So obviously he has been there before. While everyone zigs over to Adolis Garcia, maybe the zag on Texas is to go with Corey Seager.
How about this, Craig? Games number one starts tomorrow night in Arlington. The total's listed at 8.5. The thing I always love about playoff baseball is during the regular season, don't you dare bunt. You've got to be kidding me. You saw game 6 and 7 with Philadelphia and Arizona. It seems like they were bunting left and right later in the innings here. Are we looking at an offensive series for you? And particularly in game number one, the nerves, no doubt about it's going to be there. These aren't two teams that have been there, done that before. Could we look at a total and get some scoring game number one, even though it's Gallen, Eovaldi?
Yeah, Donnie, I don't think so. I think if this goes six or seven games, I think the majority of the games in this series, if I had to guess, would go under the total. And the reason why I say that is because both the Rangers bullpen and the Diamondbacks bullpens are doing extremely well right now, which tells me that the managers on both sides are not going to hesitate to mix and match early. In addition to that, look, Gallen and Kelly, again, I mean, they could be aces on, 10, 15 teams in baseball. But, you know, simply put, going back to what I was talking about with Zach Wheeler or one of those just premier aces, you really I don't think you have that on this team, maybe outside of Zach. Zach is the kind of guy that I could see him going 8 innings and just shutting out Texas. But we haven't seen that yet. So it tells me that after 5, 6 innings, I don't think you're going to see the starters in any games in this World Series. And the bullpen of the Diamondbacks has been fantastic. Texas's bullpen with Chapman and company has been very good, too.
Yeah, Arizona's back end of that bullpen, as we discussed yesterday, Thompson, Ginkle into Paul Sewald, who they acquired at the trade deadline from Seattle. A big reason Arizona won both of the final two games of the NLCS in Philadelphia, now into the World Series. By the way, Nathan Eovaldi, who gets the start in game number one at home tomorrow night for Texas, has the best price of any pitchers to win the World Series MVP at 14-1, but we've only seen three pitchers win the World Series MVP in the last 15 years since 2008. Cole Hamels with the Phillies, Mad Bum, Madison Bumgarner with the Giants, and most recently, Steven Strasburg with the Washington Nationals in 2019. Craig Mish, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you for getting us set for game number one of the World Series tomorrow night in Arlington.
And I look forward to previewing game three with you guys next week. Thanks for having me.
And we will talk to you on Monday. A sports equinox, Craig Mish, I'm pretty sure, but I'll check the calendar once again. We are going to look at the NBA. Night number three. Two games, despite what Donnie tells you. We'll do that next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're live right here on this Thursday on the early line. We're one day away from the 2023 World Series. We have Thursday night football week number 8 kicking off tonight in Buffalo. We will preview TNF in just a few moments. But Donnie, not one, but two NBA games on this third night of the association season. It's the debut for the Philadelphia 76ers and the Milwaukee Bucks tonight in the Pfizer Forum. Game number 2 in 3 days for the Lakers and the Suns, late night in Los Angeles at the aptly named Crypto.com Arena. Now that we have everything ironed out, Donnie, let's talk about these matchups. We know that James Harden will not be in Milwaukee tonight with the Sixers. He did return to Philly yesterday to meet up with the organization to begin his ramp-up process once again after being away from the 76ers for 10 days. Donnie, this is an Adrian Wojnarowski tweet who, if you know, blocks me on Twitter, so I can't really read what the words are saying. But what exactly is Woj telling the people?
Woj is telling the people that James Harden actually wanted to come back to the team, packed his bags on his way to go play Milwaukee, and the team actually is stopping him from doing that. Rightfully so. You can't be away from your team for 10 days, and it's not a, I'm going to be away because I'm tending to my family, which technically he was, but doing it under duress of, I don't even want to play for this franchise ever again, and the whole franchise is a bunch of liars. You can't just let that guy onto the plane and be like, hey, man, all good, dap it up, and that starting guard, James Harden. Like, that's not going to happen here in the NBA. You at least got to get some level of commitment out of James Harden that shows he wants to be back. So I think the Sixers are actually testing him. Let's just say Camden, New Jersey is where the Sixers practice. And yes, at practice, will they be saying, James Harden, starting guard for the Sixers? Nah, I just wanted to get you a crack up a little bit behind the scenes. But you have to see him work out. Let's just say he works out 6 straight days before the Sixers home opener, whatever that is. You'll probably let him back in. But here's what you're testing. Is he going to show up to the facility and actually work hard? You'll get those results back immediately once the Sixers play tonight. Hey, by the way, how did James do? Daryl Morey say, well, he didn't even show up today to his workout. Oh, okay, I get it. That's probably what's going to happen.
So hold on. I can't see the Woj tweet because he blocks me, but can you see it? Is that what he was saying in the tweet?
I don't know what he was saying in the tweet.
All right, I'll intervene here. They're getting him ready for Sunday.
I just surmised it what's going on here. That's what's happening with James Harden. He's got his bag.
You guys need me to read for you?
He doesn't want to, and so be it. There you go.
Oh, man, that was so good. That was so good. Our producer, John Shames, got in my ears like Donnie's not reading the tweet whatsoever and what we were saying.
Why would we read that tweet?
That was so good. All right, anyway,
not even
let's
real
break
Woj.
Down this game. Yeah. Let's break down this game tonight inside the Pfizer Forum, the debut for both the Bucks and the Sixers this NBA season. It is the first game, Donnie, for Philadelphia and Milwaukee. They are the final two teams in the 30 in the NBA that have yet to play their opening game of the year. So without James Harden, the Bucks are a 6.5-point favorite, the over-under 227. It's not just the start of this year for two Eastern Conference contenders. Of course, Donnie, it's also the debut of Dame Time in the state of Wisconsin. Damian Lillard, his first game in a Bucks uniform as well. With all of that entering this basketball game, Donnie, what do you expect the outcome to be tonight inside the Pfizer Forum?
Look, is everybody just laying down the lumber on the Milwaukee Bucks tonight, right? It's a 6.5 to 6-point spread here. It's not 13.5 to 15.5. The Philadelphia 76ers still have the MVP of basketball rested, ready, and healthy here. Legitimate starters in Tyrese Maxey, and see what you get out of Tobias Harris and P.J. Tucker. The bench has been rebuilt with Kelly Oubre coming off the bench. What are you missing? James Harden. Could they use him? Absolutely yes. But this isn't a foregone conclusion in night number one that you're just going to get steamrolled. Now, most of the public probably would think that way because the Sixers in a little bit of turmoil. Dame Lillard now brand new to the Milwaukee Bucks, and they should have one of those, you know, Cinderella seasons where everything was a match made in heaven. Let's see if that plays out that way tonight. But if I'm just being a contrarian better tonight, I'm probably leaning towards the Philadelphia 76ers. They're professionals. They're going to show up with a great player in a beat. Do you think he's just going to throw this game out? And also keep in mind, this isn't one of 15 games being played tonight. There are two marquee games tonight, centerpieces in the NBA. I'll be damned if Joel Embiid and the 76ers go, what do you want us to do? It's no Harden. We're not going to show up tonight. So buyer beware if you're just looking to blindly fade the 76ers tonight in this spot.
And listen, because of those personal reasons, James Harden has been away for the last 2 weeks or so of preseason, of training camp, and there was the thought that all offseason, all summer long anyway, Donnie, he was not going to be in Philadelphia this year, or even if he was a member of the roster, he wasn't going to play a ton. I don't think Joel Embiid is like, uh-oh, we don't have James Harden. Our entire game plan is out the door. Or Nick Nurse is like, uh-oh, in his first game as the 76ers head coach, my entire scheme is gone without Harden orchestrating this offense. Is it obviously a detriment to Philadelphia? We will see. And maybe they're not as competitive talent-wise on the floor against Milwaukee. But this is not anything that was dropped out of the blue that the Sixers probably, you would think, at least entering this opening game, they are not ready for. Again, these are the final two teams in the NBA's 30 that have yet to play their opening game this year. That means 28 teams, 14 games, 14 teams booked as a favorite so far. How do you like this, Donnie, for equality? Seven teams covered as a favorite. Seven teams did not cover the underdog covering in that spot. So, of course, we focus on the MVP matchup. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Joel Embiid. 29.5 for JoJo, his points prop. 9.5, his rebounding prop. The Greek Freak on the other side, 28.5 points, 11.5 boards. Donnie, who do you think has a bigger night in the opening night for their team in this NBA season?
Well, if we're just being honest, you look at the Philadelphia 76ers, you know who's the entrenched superstar there that's going to be getting the majority of the shots, and he'll take whatever he wants. That's Joel Embiid. Now, granted, is Giannis Antetokounmpo the superstar of the Milwaukee Bucks? Yes, he is, but sometimes you want to make the new guy feel good in his first environment here on his home court opening night to say, welcome to the squad. Look at Dame go off for 30-plus points in this matchup. I'll play a little backseat here, get my 20-15-5, and we'll be fine, and away we go. So if I'm just looking from a selfish standpoint from this game, it's Joel Embiid for me, because you got two big mouths to feed now on the Bucks. Can they both eat? Absolutely. But if I'm being nice and I'm Giannis and he looks like a nice guy, I'm going to let Dame Lillard get a little bit more of that spotlight tonight.
Listen, during the MVP run last year for Joel Embiid, those points props were consistently 3 or 4 points higher than 29.5, 32.5, 33.5, 34.5. Dame's prop, by the way, 27.5. I would agree, Donnie. I think some of the focus might go to Lillard tonight for this Milwaukee team. Two coaches, by the way, making their debut with this franchise. Nick Nurse, of course, who was the head coach in Toronto for the last few years, is an NBA champion. His first game as the Sixers head coach, Adrian Griffin, the new head man in Milwaukee, taking over for Mike Budenholzer, his first game as an NBA head coach in his career. Also, a couple of what seem like discounted numbers, maybe discount's not the right word, but slightly smaller numbers. Tyrese Maxey, Donnie, to your point, 22.5. Tobias Harris, 14.5. You would think if the Sixers stay in this basketball game around that 6.5-point margin, Joel Embiid's getting help from somewhere, kind of like the numbers on Maxey and Harris as well. The second game of this doubleheader on this Thursday night, Donnie, game number 2 for both the Suns and the Lakers. We go to Southern California, downtown LA. The Lakers back at home, making their home debut this year. Phoenix staying in California for their second consecutive road game. The Suns in this spot, Donnie, where things stand right now as you look at the point spread. Do I have this incorrectly here on the FanDuel Sportsbook? I thought I saw earlier in the day. No, the Suns are the underdog. They're getting 5.5 points. That line seems a little bit steep for me. I don't know if we have the reports out just yet, but that line would lead me to believe we're missing a couple of key figures tonight. Go ahead, Donnie.
Hey, look, it's a long season, Ben. Heck, you can't start the season. You play one game, you're exhausted in the NBA. Let me give you the anticipated starting lineup for the Phoenix Suns tonight.
Please.
Jordan Goodwin, Grayson Allen, Josh Okogie, Kevin Durant, and Yusuf Nurkic. We're missing two superstars in that lineup because I guess we had a tough training camp and we scrimmaged a little bit too hard. And man, that took a lot out of us just to beat the Golden State Warriors here from Devin Booker's perspective. We actually were hearing rumors in game number one, Devin Booker was 50-50 to start that game with the toe injury. Looks like that may have flared up, even though he looked tremendous on the court in Golden State. But this is the NBA, and this is what we talk about. Marquee matchups on a Thursday night. You're not going to get James Harden. That's not from an injury perspective. And now it looks like you're going to be down two of your three starters in a marquee game with the Lakers and the Suns. And if you're the Lakers, you got to love this. You can't start 0-2 after losing to Denver and Phoenix, two upper echelon teams. You might get a free victory tonight just because nobody's going to show up here other than Kevin Durant for the Suns.
Kevin Durant, only 18 points in the opener. It was Devin Booker leading the way with 32. Unfortunate that only two nights into the NBA season, this being night number three, we're already seeing some load management and some resting maintenance. You would think the man in year number 21 might also do the same, LeBron James. His points prop tonight, 20.5. Anthony Davis, DRS, who was dismal in the second half in Denver on Tuesday, I believe, held scoreless. 23.5, his points prop tonight. 12.5, his rebounding number as well.
Yes, and also, you bring up a good point there. Anthony Davis looked like he was on his way to maybe a 40-point night, and you're just saying, like, what happened? Did he get injured? No, he's just inefficient in the second half. He can't do that tonight. And there's no must-wins in an 82-game season to start 0-2, but not a great look for the Lakers if they come out on their home court and get beat by a team they hope to sort of face in the playoffs, down two of their best basketball players. You got to win this game tonight, Lakers.
Completely agree. I would go over Anthony Davis's points prop at 23.5. Not sure about LeBron at 20.5. Kevin Durant on the other side, by the way, his points prop probably going to be doing a ton of the scoring, is at 30.5, where the over has the juice at -122. All right, now time to run the triple option as week number 8 of the NFL season begins. Thursday night football in Buffalo, the Bills and the Bucks, our favorite side, total and prop. Up next, live right here on the Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thursday night football, tonight in Buffalo, it's the Bills as an 8.5-point favorite at home, welcoming in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The total 43.5 as week number 8 of this NFL season starts tonight in Western New York. I am Ben. He is Donnie. We give you our triple option, our favorite side, total, and prop for Thursday night football. DRS, did you find that third leg? Did you find the third leg you need for your same game parlay for Thursday night football tonight?
No, kept it at a two leg here because we don't want to risk it here. We're looking for plus money here. So we got around a +150 price. Kept it simple tonight. It's going to be James Cook over 40 yards rushing tonight and Dalton Kincaid over 25 yards receiving. Use the profit boost there. It should be a winning night and a stress-free night as well here. So I didn't want to risk it because I was looking at Stephon Diggs, maybe a couple extra catches and yards. Maybe I would go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver. But I said, if I already have a profit in hand, Don't go. Come on, man. We're not forcing 3 and 4 legs into there to get to that 5 or 6 to 1 price. Let's take the plus money. Let's keep it moving here.
And you can use that profit boost to make it look a little bit better. A 50% profit boost. Great. Also, a no sweat same game parlay for Thursday night football tonight in Western New York on the lovely FanDuel Sportsbook. So, Donnie, let's start with the game overall. Then we'll give you our picks in our triple option, how we are seeing things for tonight on a Thursday in Buffalo. Of course, the Bills are an 8.5-point favorite. The Bills have lost 2 of their last 3 games, and in their only win. Listen, a win is a win in the National Football League. It is nothing to denigrate. But they came nowhere close to covering on expectation as a 15.5-point favorite, eking out a victory against the New York Giants, winning 14-9, and probably should have lost that game as New York coughed up multiple opportunities right on the doorstep on the 1-yard line. So, Donnie, the Bills have been lackluster these last 3 weeks. Tampa entered their bye week, week number 5, at 3-1 with the best record in the NFC South, have returned from the bye and dropped 2 crucial games against the Lions at home and as a 3.5-point favorite last week against the Falcons at home, that with a victory, Tampa would have been 4-2 in sole possession of that first place position in the NFC South. So neither of these teams, Donnie, enter with their best form of football on this Thursday. How do you see this game playing out?
And by the way, you take a look at the Buccaneers' record, as the team's just noted. Let's also remind ourselves the third loss was to the Philadelphia Eagles. Where were all three of those losses? At home in Tampa Bay. So maybe playing better football on the road. We'll see if it makes some sense tonight. But also, we talked about that 8.5. The graphics still show it. But at the beginning of the show, a lot of other outlets were moving to 9.5. The FanDuel Sportsbook now also at a 9.5 price point here for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So you're looking at roughly a 10-point number. It's just too much for me. Are the Buffalo Bills the better football team than Tampa Bay? Absolutely they are, but they haven't shown me anything. A 10-point line for me is one team that is actually destroying inferior opponents. That's not what the Bills are doing. The Bills are playing down to inferior opponents, which they're going to get tonight. There are a lot of injury concerns for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with their offensive guys and also a defensive lineman in Vita Vea, just to keep it simple. But having said that, original point, I'm not laying 9.5 points now with the Buffalo Bills. It's just that simple.
Buffalo has been a favorite in all seven games this year. They are 4-3 straight up. They are 3-4 against the spread. Donnie, this will be the third straight game for the Bills as a touchdown or greater favorite. 15.5 against the Giants, depending on where you got the number, at bare minimum 7 on the road last week in Foxborough, now working its way up to 9.5. Not only 9.5 in favor of the Bills, Donnie, on the FanDuel Sportsbook, 9.5, and if you want to bet the 9.5, it's -118, so more juice on that side to expect Buffalo to win by double digits. And they haven't been great at covering numbers as of late, but in the three wins they had, Donnie, weeks 2 through 4, of course, they were dominant. They won by 28 points at least, of course, covering as a favorite in all three of those victories. I said this point earlier. I think it bears repeating. The Buccaneers as an underdog, this will be their fifth game this year as the dog. In the previous 4, 2-2 straight up and ATS, meaning if they cover a number, they win outright. They perform well on expectation. If they do not cover, it's not like they're losing by a hook or a point. They have lost those games in which they were an underdog and they did not cover by at least 2 touchdowns. Maybe that's why the thought of double digits tonight in favor of Buffalo is in play. All right, let's get to our triple option, our favorite side, total, and prop. Donnie, you're going with the Buccaneers. Is that more because you think Tampa keeps this close or just some hesitation on Buffalo covering now as a near double digit favorite?
It's hesitation on Buffalo. It's not simple here. It's not even, again, like I'm really expecting Tampa Bay to come in this game, win outright, or have a lead heading into the fourth quarter. Do I think they can be competent? Yes. Do I think they have the talent to hang around? Of course I do. Because why? What have I been shown the past 2 weeks from the Buffalo Bills? Which you can go back to the month of September where we were arguing that they might be the best and most talented team in football. A lot has changed, including a couple losses and a couple key contributors on the defensive side. Yeah. Josh Allen's going to perform well. I do expect that tonight. Stephon Diggs is going to get his. James Cook's have some running lanes here. It should be a victory for the Buffalo Bills, but also when you're taking a look at a number that's now up to 9.5 points, you can be down as many as, you know, 16 or so points in the fourth quarter where the other team is just playing prevent defense. Baker Mayfield's good enough to maneuver the football downfield if you're giving him some options there. Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are good enough at the wide receiver position to put up some points on the Buffalo secondary. That's the way I look at it here. I'm just surprised that this line is now shooting higher than going lower here, and we'll see where it comes game time. And as you pointed out, -9.5 at -118. Could we see a double digit at tens at that point here? Looks like the line's going higher and higher, but I'll stick with my first side of the triple options. 8.5, 9.5, whatever you're getting at. I'm taking the points with the Buccaneers tonight.
There are some questions about Baker Mayfield's health. I haven't seen any reports just yet from the NFL reporters out there that have detailed he's a game time decision, going to work out before the game in Western New York to see how effective he can be. I would just say this, worst case scenario for the Bucs, I actually thought Kyle Trask was going to take over at some point this year anyway for Tampa and be the starter at the end of the year, the second round draft pick a couple of drafts ago for the Buccaneers in 2021. If they want to see what they have in the future. Again, we expect Baker Mayfield to play tonight, but he didn't practice early this week in a short week Thursday night football turnaround for the Buccaneers. Donnie, I'm going to lay the 8.5 with Buffalo. Now, I'll say this. We have to give a side, right? We call it our triple option. Favorite side, favorite total, favorite prop. I don't love the side in tonight's game. I like a lot of other angles. We said earlier, what a great teaser spot for one of those legs. 8.5 for the Bills through two key numbers of 7, that touchdown number, and 3, the field goal number. Now you lose a little bit of that benefit with the line at 9.5 because you would still need Buffalo to win by more than a field goal with a 6-point teaser at 3.5. So how about taking the idea of a same game parlay and the profit boost on the FanDuel Sportsbook to make Buffalo minus 6.5 alternate spread that's minus 174 by itself in terms of the VIG, a part of your same game parlay if you think Buffalo can win rather handily this evening. That might be another angle, Donnie, I would look at if I'm trying to lay the number with the Bills tonight.
Yeah, no, and again, we expect the Buffalo Bills to have a decent performance, which means decent that they win the football game in itself. Also, you do leave yourself a little bit to that backdoor cover at the end, but the point is valid. If you think the Buffalo Bills are going to win the game here, you tease that down to 6.5, excuse me, the 6-point teaser to 3.5. That doesn't make sense here because you're leaving yourself open, which you're saying they probably still have to win by 7 points, basically, for me to cover my teaser end of it. So it makes sense just to take that minus 174 and get it below that touchdown number. It does make some sense here. I could see that happening. And certainly, I'd rather do that with a better price point than lower it down to that 3.5 point. No doubt about it.
Donnie, 43.5 is the total tonight. The Buccaneers have been under in 5 of their 6 games this year. We think short week Thursday night football game. We often think under. Where are you going when it comes to the total this evening?
I think the over makes some sense. Now, also, let's be honest with ourselves. As we see this line moving up and maybe we're going to 10, does somebody know something and is that information getting out that we don't know right now? Because as we pointed out at the top of the show, there's a lot of people playing for Tampa Bay that are banged up in this one. Do we know that, hey, you know what, we might not looking so good this morning. We're going to work so-and-so out game time because if Godwin doesn't play and or Mike Evans, or if we get Baker Mayfield, who we know is not the fastest guy but can maneuver around the pocket, he can't do that? That's a major advantage for the Buffalo Bills because we're not getting those same reports out of the Buffalo side. Oh, look who's going to be down to the key contributors. That's not the case here, so that's something to worry about. But let's just say we are going to get all of those guys at the starting gate tonight. As I said, typically I lean towards unders on primetime football games, particularly Thursday nights. But the good weather conditions, the two quarterbacks that are also big play, bad play, boom or bust here, that usually adds some extra incentive to the over. And we're not dealing with, as I always say, 53.5 points. It's 43 on a nice football game on a Thursday night with weapons on both sides. If they're healthy, they'll be able to approach that number. Therefore, I lean towards the over 43.5.
Yeah, I think a lot of it, Donnie, rides on what version of Buffalo we see this evening. Is it the team that scored at least 37 points in all 3 of their wins, weeks 2 through week 4? Is it a team taking advantage of a banged-up Buccaneers defense? Is it a team, I thought Joe Ranieri made a great point in terms of how matchups work. Todd Bowles loves to bring pressure. If they don't get home to Josh Allen, can he exploit the back end of the secondary? And again, just talk about how this game goes, right? Buffalo now nearly a double-digit favorite. Their team total is 26.5. If they are going to come close to even winning by a touchdown, you would have to think they go over 26.5 points. So we're talking 4 touchdowns, maybe into the low 30s to cover as a double-digit favorite. Donnie, if the Buccaneers can give you 2 scores, a field goal and a touchdown, 2 touchdowns in this game, you're looking at a team that probably leads us to an over. I don't mind the look. And even you could still correlate that, Donnie, with my favorite total, Tampa under team total 16.5. They could get to 14. I don't think they get above that number. I expect the Buccaneers to lose tonight. Again, I don't know if Buffalo wins by 14 points, but I expect the Buccaneers to lose tonight. In their 3 losses this year, they have not scored more than 13 points. 11, 13, 6. It's been dismal offensively. And this is not a scoring team that's put up 35 in their wins. They've needed to get to at least 20. I don't think that happens. I think the Buccaneers stay under 16.5 as their team total. All right, DRS, our favorite prop of this Thursday night football game between Buffalo and Tampa Bay. Who are you keeping an eye on?
Yeah, it was going to be between Kincaid and James Cook. Full numbers there. Kincaid, I believe, 39.5 as his receiving prop. You take a look at James Cook at 51.5. I'm going to go James Cook 51.5. By the way, he's been pretty solid. Outside of that one game, I lose like 4 carries, minus 5 yards. Just throw that one out the window. He's been serviceable. And if we do think the Buffalo Bills are going to win this football game, that means they'll be up in the fourth quarter. That's an extra 3 to 4 carries for Cook. I think he's solid on the ground tonight. I expect 60 plus yards from him. So I'll go over the 51.5 for Cook. Why? I think the Buffalo Bills win. Yeah. They'll salt the game away. If you need an extra 5 yards, you might be able to get that on the final drive there.
It's a great look, Donnie. They've really made a point of having James Cook more involved in this offense the last few weeks. He also had more than 40 receiving yards last week for the Bills against the Patriots. His receiving yards number 17 and a half. I look at another receiver for Buffalo. It's their main target. It's Josh Allen's main target. It's Stephon Diggs. Over 86 and a half receiving yards. He has been targeted double-digit times five of the seven games for the Bills this year. In all but one of those games, which came last week when he had double-digit targets, he had at least 100 yards. I think Josh Allen is still going to find his way to Stephon Diggs. Even last week, Donnie, 12 targets, only 6 grabs for 58 yards. If the quantity and the volume is there and the target share remains with Stephon Diggs, which is what I expect, you give me 10 or 11 targets tonight, I think he finds his way over 86 and a half, despite it still being a pretty lofty number. I got a good feeling Donnie and I are about to get in the lab here in this commercial break to put together some same game parlays for you for Thursday night football. We do that next as a best bet.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're live right here as we end out our 3 hours together on this Thursday on the Early Line on Sports Grid. I am Ben. He is Donnie. This is the Spiz Grizz app, the ultimate sports betting companion app, now available for download at both the Apple and the Play Store. Sometimes I read it, Donnie, like it's almost one of those prescription commercials where you go through the fine text really quickly. So download this at both the Apple and the Play Store. All of our information and insight available in the palm of your hands when you scan that QR code on your screen. That is the new Sports Grid app. Thank you very much. Maybe I have a future in that moving forward. But where I really have a future is crafting up a same game parlay for Thursday night football with my main man, Donnie Wrightside. The Bills and the Bucks. Donnie, I'm very excited to see where you are going. Third leg or not, I believe in DRS. So before we say farewell and before we say goodbye, it is time for a best bet for Thursday night football. It's time for bye bye bye. DRS, what is the same game parlay to start off week number 8?
Yeah, same game parlay. Look, no singing today because we're about that business tonight in the Buffalo. No doubt about it here. I already told you, it's a two-leg parlay. It's profit boosted up to plus 141. And it sounds so simple. It's James Cook to get 40 or more rushing yards tonight. Dalton Kincaid here to get 25 or more receiving yards. A $100 wager pays 241 back. That's where I'm rolling tonight. It's not a can't lose, but boy, oh boy, we might have it in our hand by halftime tonight, Ben. That's how I feel.
DRS, I love the confidence. It has influenced a couple of my picks to take advantage of the wonderful promotions on the lovely FanDuel Sportsbook that sponsors us here. You have the sweat free same game parlay, the no sweat bet, and of course the 50% profit boost. So for the no sweat bet, Donnie, I have the Bills alternate spread laying 6.5 under Buccaneers team total 16.5. Stephon Diggs 80 or more receiving yards, take it down slightly from 86.5. Diggs 7 or more receptions, James Cook 40 or more rushing yards, that is plus 523. A full unit play for me as well. Donnie Wrightside and I will see you tomorrow on a Football Friday here on the Early Line at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.